All right. Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. And I would like to reconvene and call to order the special joint Harris County City of Houston meeting to appoint a chair of the Port Commission of the Port of Houston Authority. We'll begin with the roll call. City Clerk.
Mayor Turner.
Here.
Councilman Stardick.
Here.
Councilman Davis.
Here.
Councilman Cohen.
Here.
Councilman Borkins. Councilman Martin.
Present.
Councilman Lee.
Here.
Councilman Travis.
Here.
Councilman Cisneros.
Here.
Councilman Gallegos.
Here.
Councilman Laster.
Here.
Councilman Martha Castex Tatum.
Here.
Councilman Knox.
Here.
Councilman Robinson.
Here.
Councilman Kubash.
Here.
Councilman Edwards. And Councilman Christie.
Here.
Where's Edwards?
Judge Hidalgo.
Here.
Commissioner Ellis.
Here.
Commissioner Garcia.
Here.
Commissioner Rash.
Here.
Commissioner Cagle.
Here.
Thank you. I'd like to update the body on where we are on the process. On Monday, we convened this special joint meeting. We held a roll call, we collected public comment, and then we collected nominations from the body. Three candidates were nominated. We adopted and closed the nomination process and then held a vote on the nominees. We adopted a motion to take the top two vote-getters and have a runoff vote. We did not have a single candidate that received 17.1 votes. At that point, we recessed until today. So at this time, we're picking up where we left off. We have two candidates that have made it through the process adopted by the body and will proceed to another vote between the two candidates. We'll have the clerks read the roll and go around the table and ask everyone to state the name of the candidate they support. I move to vote on chairman of the port.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yes, is there a question?
Madam Chair, may I make an inquiry of the legal team, please?
Of course.
Can you confirm that we're not...
Can you use the microphone, council member, please?
Could you please confirm that we are not working on a simple majority, but the winner must receive 17 point some percentage? Is that correct?
Yes, that's our understanding of the statute.
More than
17 points plus some percentage. It doesn't have to be 17 plus 1. It just has to be 17 plus some percentage. Is that correct?
Correct.
And is there any prohibition or restriction on us continuing to vote until we have a winner?
There is none.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll proceed with the roll call.
Mayor Turner.
And we're calling out the name of the candidate we're supporting from among the two candidates, that being, so you call out either Campo or Fitzgerald.
Campo.
Councilman Stardick.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Davis.
Campo.
Councilman Cohen.
Campo.
Councilman Martin.
Campo.
Councilman Lee.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Travis.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Cisneros.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Gallegos.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Laster.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Castex Tatum.
Campo.
Councilman Knox.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Robinson.
Rick Campo.
Councilman Kubash.
Fitzgerald.
Councilman Edwards.
Campo.
And Councilman Christie.
Campo.
Judge Hidalgo.
Campo.
Commissioner Ellis.
Campo.
Commissioner Garcia.
Campo.
Commissioner Reddick.
Aye, Fitzgerald.
Commissioner Cagle.
Fitzgerald.
Can the clerk read the final tally?
Yes, ma'am. For Campo, we have 18.2. For Fitzgerald, we have 14.8.
So Rick Campo has been confirmed as the next chair of the Port Commission of the Port of Houston Authority. Congratulations to Rick Campo. Yes, I'd like to also congratulate Mr. Clyde Fitzgerald. I think we all saw the fact that we're back here again is a testament to the caliber of the candidates we had. And I will honor Mr. Fitzgerald's request to say a few words.
First of all, I want to thank all of the people here that supported me. Thank you very much. And all of you that stayed with me, thank you very, very much. Rick, I want you to know, Rick, that I love the Port of Houston. It's been my life. And I give my full support to you. And if I can help you in any way, do your job and make this port great, you got all of the support that I have. Congratulations.
Folks, this has been a tough process. I think it's an important era in city and county collaborations. We have a lot of challenges, not just the competitive of our port, but also issues like resilience, and we're working together on them. In this instance, Mayor Turner and I worked very closely together to arrive at a consensus candidate that we hope people would get behind. And I'm very glad to see this support. I believe Mr. Campo has the energy, ingenuity, the creativity we need to lead our port forward. And I'm ready to work with all of you, not just on this issue, but all the issues going forward. I'll invite the mayor to say a few words, and if now the chairman Campo would like to speak as well, he's welcome to.
Thank you. Just very briefly, certainly look forward to working with the new chair of the port, and look forward to working with all of the commissioners as we move forward. Thank you. And enjoy working with you, and look forward to continuing county judge to work with you on many things as we go forward. Thank you.
Likewise, Mayor.
Well, thank you, Mayor Turner, Judge Hidalgo, County Commissioners, City Council members. I really appreciate your support and vote of confidence. I'm honored and humbled, really, to even be considered for this important position. I also want to thank the Port Commissioners, especially outgoing Chair Janice Longoria, and the Port leadership for their great work and stewardship of the Port. I also want to thank the most important people at the Port, and those are the workers. They're the ones on the front lines every single day doing the work that makes the port great. Without their dedication and hard work, we would not have the port we have today. Under their amazing leadership, the port continues to thrive in a very competitive environment, driving the economic engine of our region to new highs. A few of their major achievements I think are noteworthy. The port is the number one port in U.S. foreign waterborne tonnage, second-ranked U.S. port in total foreign domestic waterborne tonnage. The port supports 1.2 million Texas jobs and 2.7 million in America. It's a $265 billion economic engine for our region, which is over 16% of the Texas GDP. We're the largest Gulf container port in the Gulf, with over 68% of containers coming here. It's important to know where you are and where you've come from to be able to move forward into the future. The port has an incredible and amazing history. We live in the most diverse region in America, and that makes us strong. We have an opportunity to create more jobs and provide opportunity to all of our diverse communities in and around the port in the region. The best is yet to come for our region, and our port can help us drive a bright future for the communities that we serve. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to working with the commissioners. And thank you so much, Clyde and Theldon. You couldn't have gone wrong picking either one of either of the three. I appreciate the support, though. Thank you.
Rick, congratulations. I think we all see what you can achieve and know, at least for me, that I wouldn't have committed to you had you not promised to look after our community as much as you will look after the competitive and the interests of our port. It is 2:10 p.m., and I move that this committee stand adjourned. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So move the special session, a special joint meeting is adjourned.